et ta présence nous ailleurs.
Just begin to pray in the spirit right now. There is a move of God for revival. There is a move for healing. There is a move for deliverance. There is a move for breakthrough. There is a move for a turnaround. Your hands out. Darkness was handled at creation by this move of the Spirit. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. Darkness disappeared at creation by the move of God. The light came by the move of God. Creation happened by the move of God. There is nothing that cannot happen now by this move of God. Lift your hands right there, everywhere you are. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. And if you can be on your feet, if you are not overcome by power, you stand, lift your hands high. In the name of Jesus, maintain the quietness everywhere. Lift your hands high. That's right. The Spirit moves, He removes, He removes, and He moves things forward when He moves. You're about to receive the move of God that will change everything in your life. Diverse encounters are happening right now. Deliverances from death, deliverances, breakthroughs, family, marital, financial. Fresh fire of revival. Fire for prayer. Fire for study. Fire for evangelism. Fire, that's right. Fire to break the addictions and negative lifestyle and habits. It's coming right now. Lift your hands high. That's right. Father, let it be. Father, let it be. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on yourself. That's right. Because you are here, Lord, you are here. And Lord, you are here. We are happy that you are here. Because you are here, Lord, you are here. Have an ashana. Hey, Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here. If there is any testimony you have ever heard in this ministry that you desire in your life, it's about to be released for you by the move of the Spirit. If there is any desire in your heart, something you've been trusting God for, by this move of the Spirit, the mountain shall melt.
the tumor shall disappear. Lift your hands high, your two hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And what you are receiving is the move of the Spirit on your life. And you begin to blast in tongues at the top of your voice. And something will happen here. Father, let the move of the Spirit happen for someone here and now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Visitations of God on the lives of people. I see people that had mantles released on them, that had keys dropped on them, that had children released for them. I see people that have things removed out of their system, surgeries performed and things removed. I see people that came out of prisons and doors open. I see people that had deliverance in their family houses, back in the compound, in their village, and God stepped in there and delivered them. I see people who came in here with bodily afflictions and diseases that just disappeared. Just check any symptom you came here with right now. You will confirm that what you came here with as a symptom, whether it was a growth or an ulcer condition, you can't find it anymore. Now the two categories, people with the encounters, you will be on my left, on this side here. That's your right hand side facing the altar. And your right hand side facing the altar here. And those who can't feel the symptom in their body, on my right hand side here. Just right here. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. He's the mighty one of Israel. Please take your seat, people.
He's the mighty one of Israel.
His voice shall be heard in the power of his might. He's the mighty one of Israel. Nobody moves here because we have dedication to do in a short while.
And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard.
And you shall have a son
in the night.
Come to the mountain of the Lord. See his glory and his might. Yes, the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. And you shall have a song in the night. Come to the mountain of the Lord. See his glory and his might. Again. Yes, the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. And you shall have a song in the night. Come to the mountain of the Lord. See his glory and his might. Yeah. to pray. I want you to get ready for something today. What we did last Sunday, we are still going to do it today. To write one thing. Maybe by next Sunday we'll have the form officially ready. To write one thing. Listen to this. One thing that this day, this move of the Spirit today will do in your life. You know, last Sunday people wrote. A sister was in the service last Sunday. She came to Dunamis Church for the first time. All the way from Enugu. Somebody invited her. Her sister invited her. She was in debt. In fact, the debt swallowed her. I'm sure some of you have heard the story. She borrowed money from the financial institution where she works. Investment went bad. No way to repay the money. She said every time she remembered the amount, even if she was deep in sleep, if inside the sleep she remembered the amount, she will wake up. Palpitation, hypertension, eight figure loan. She said, whenever they say, how much are you owing? She can't even write the amount. It causes her hypertension. Last Sunday, she wrote the amount. She said, Lord, please help me out of this debt. You know what happened? That same Sunday. It was not Monday. That same Sunday. Somebody called her and said, you know what? That's your loan. Eight figure loan. I have canceled it. I have paid it. Not just that I want it. I have paid the loan. I paid in Nigeria at this time. What is your challenge right here that Jehovah God will not tackle? Get ready this morning, because there will be supernatural debt cancellations. I wrote it down before I came. Yes, tell me what's happening.
Sir, apart from these two persons that need prayers, we have 420 people, all kinds of pain.
Already
gone.
All kinds of
afflictions. All kinds of pain, afflictions.
Was it just pain?
Sir, armpit pain, waist pain, leg pain, could not, like him, he could not walk without these crutches. Now, he can walk without the crutches.
How many of you were healed of something else and it wasn't? All sir was healed. What of you? Chest. In the armpit here, she had a growth there that disappeared. That's not just pain. But pain can kill. Ulcer gone. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Neck was healed. It's now free. Lower abdominal condition healed. Anytime she wants to conceive, something will hook her right in the abdomen there. And right now, the pregnancy will disappear. And right now, this thing has gone back to hell. It grows for how long? It used to do your mom and it did you, and now it has disappeared. Give the Lord a big clap, little boy with a growth in the neck. The growth just disappeared. Paraspinal muscle spasm. That is terrible. Terrible pain, terrible affliction. The two muscles on the side of the vertebra are spastic. That is, they are contracting consistently. I'm contracting with a lot of pain. And what happened to you here?
It's gone, sir.
You couldn't sleep even last night. Come forward here. Paraspinal muscle spasms. Just dissolved by the power of God. Come up here. Father, thank you. We give you the praise.
My going up to the high places. We're going up to the
high places. Hey! The Holy Ghost, return back to hell. Return back to hell. Return back to hell. What happened? She came here with the arrow of insanity. And she was meant to go to the UK for her masters. And got an arrow of insanity.
When she came here this morning, she was scared. As she entered here and the word came, said that she felt peace and the arrow went back to her.
The arrow returned back to hell. Arrow of insanity. He said they were talking to you. They were also chasing you. Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Owner of evil load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Owner of evil load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Everybody say,
owner of evil load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Everybody say,
owner of evil load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load. Owner of evil load, carry your load.
Lift your hands and step and say the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every demonic arrow.
Every demonic arrow.
Everybody say every demonic arrow.
Every demonic arrow.
Look, coming in my direction.
Coming in my direction.
For spiritual attack.
For spiritual attack.
Health attack.
Health attack.
Financial attack.
Attack.
Destiny attack.
Destiny attack.
Every arrow.
Every arrow.
From hell.
From hell.
In my direction.
In my direction.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Fire. So send us now.
He said he is a minister of the gospel. He came all the way from Taraba for this program.
Minister of the gospel from Taraba.
Yes. He said on one of those Sundays he got shot with an arrow and he became hypertensive. He can't withstand sound, dizziness. And he came all the way for this service that while the ministration was on, something left him. The headache disappeared all of a sudden. Here are drugs, dizziness disappeared.
Dizziness gone, something left him. All the drugs. Let's see the drugs.
I almost ran out from the sound. Immediately I came in, almost ran out because of the sound.
Immediately he came into the church, he almost ran out because of the sound.
Because of the sound. But immediately the word came, I just feel relief. In short, dizziness disappeared. Everything disappeared.
All the way from Taraba State.
Yes, sir.
And the devil fired him. He's a minister, preacher of the gospel. Devil fired him an arrow to hinder his destiny. He's now returned back to hell. You don't feel like running out now.
The past 1 month, I've not been able to preach. When I enter the service, people are there, but I can't preach. Sound will just, I'm like, God, you call me to preach. If it I'll be preaching with sickness in my body. I was so depressed.
That devil is a bastard. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to receive this? Every satanic agenda that is mocking your spiritual life. Did you hear what I said? Every demonic agenda that is attempting to mock your faith, to mock your belief, to mock and reproach your confidence in God. Today, I declare that reproach is arrested and returned back to hell. Back to hell. Back to hell. Back to hell.
Back to hell.
I want to announce to somebody here, your life shall not bring reproach to God. Your life shall bring glory to God. Say a louder amen. Take just 1 minute. What happened?
Sir, this is Brother Jonathan. He came into the healing and crusade of last Sunday. He has been incarcerated with hepatitis B for 7 years.
7 years of hepatitis B.
He said when you declare that last Sunday, he received his healing. But to clear his doubt, he went to the lab. And this is the result of the lab, sir.
Hepatitis B negative.
Yes.
So, do you know the meaning of this miracle at all? He came in here last Sunday. And this happened. He was sure. But to clear the doubt, he went to the laboratory. And it came out hepatitis B surface antigen negative. The same way you return back today, somebody here, next Sunday, you shall be returning with a clear testimony.
Amen.
And by this, I declare the clearing out of every trace of hepatitis, every trace of HIV in the body of anybody. It is cleared and returned back to hell.
Amen.
Allah, 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 Allah. You know, if we have to take all these testimonies, we won't be able to close today. But your miracles are permanent. What is it? Stay there. What is it? Something moving. Something moving in his abdomen. Now, all of you, you will return back to your seat dancing. But within the week, Tuesday service, especially Wednesday midweek, and then Sunday service, come on time so your testimony can be taken. God bless you. Dance your way back to your seat.
We over praise 400, your name, O Lord.
Over 400
we give
healings.
You all the praise.
Except they have identified you to take your.
We give you all the praise that you are worthy,
Lord.
Hold on. For how long has this stroke been? 4 years.
Yeah.
Give the leg up. One. Leg. One. Two. 4 years. Lift it high, like I'm doing. Good.
Show me. Show me.
In the Lord of praise. Yes, tell me what's happening.
Amazing encounters here. This sister came in here troubled, bothered this morning. And as soon as that declaration was made, and you asked for people who had encounters with God to come forward, she said she saw you handing her over a key. No, first of all, you used the key and opened a gate, a cage that was locking her in. As it opened, she stepped out. Then you gave her the key and released her to
step
go.
Over here. Everyone that is behind any closed door, any devil that has locked you and locked your destiny out, today it is open. Step into the open door.
My Lord has the key of David. Who said? He opens the door.
Dr. Mamet, yes.
She has always desired more mantles and more key gifts. And so she said, this morning, she said she saw the mantle of Catherine Kuhlman, which she has been desiring. 7 of them came on her. Then you gave her, what did you give her? What did you give? A key. Okay, then yes, you now wore her a dress. What was the dress? The dress was sewn with money. Money,
amen.
Money dress.
Lord, grant you have desires. In Jesus' precious name. Yes.
So this is a mighty deliverance here today. He said, though he's married, but 27 years he has been living. And it's been associated with a demon, like a spirit wife or something like that. So he saw today something, I think it was the angel of the Lord, tore
the filthy garment he was wearing. Just he showed it with his hand, pulled it like this and tore it off, and then he saw you wearing him a brand new, clean, white garment.
I prophesy any garment that is on your life today, whether it's the garment of iniquity or the garment of captivity or the garment of premature death, today, say after me, everybody say, in the name of Jesus,
every evil garment around my life and my destiny,
you are set on fire. Catch fire!
Catch fire!
Now!
Oh Lord!
Let's go through this and we'll start the praise. Yes.
She saw you handing over two babies to her. She's been trusting God for fruit of the womb, 9 miscarriages. How many did you say?
Four miscarriages. Stretch out 2 hands.
Yes. And a golden key.
A golden key was given to her, a document. And two what? Two babies, a golden key. And documents. Anybody trusting God for babies, this is your testimony. Anybody trusting God for an open door, this is also your testimony. Anybody trusting God to get a land document, a job, employment letter, power of the Holy Ghost. As I pray for her, receive your own.
Sister Blessing Jonathan. She's from a family of 28, haven't lost 21.
Family of 28, yes, and they have lost 21.
Yes, sir. So right now, she came in from Okigwe in Imo State for that purpose. As she shouted, "I receive," she fell under power and saw herself in her father's compound, standing before a big tree. Suddenly, God's servant appeared, and physically, that tree is in that compound. And God's servant commanded that tree to vomit all he has swallowed. She started seeing her siblings coming out from the tree. The tree got open like a door. All of them started coming out one after the other. Total deliverance for the family.
That is those that are alive were vomited out so that they are not swallowed again by death. 27 people, 28 people, and 29 people, 21 have died. Remaining 8. Come forward. Today, is somebody ready to break any curse over your family and your life? Lift your voice and your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, every demonic curse after my life, my family, my destiny, all you demonic curse, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, pray! Every curse of premature death, every curse of poverty and empty-handedness, every curse of diversion of destiny, every curse of strange disease and suffering, today I declare the curses are broken. In the name of Jesus, I sense that God will use these meetings to do something strange in your life, your family, because that was the whole family that came out, in our city and our nation, this Sunday morning crusade. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat. Yes.
Sister Juliet Akinbayode, as we shouted, "I received," she fell under power and saw her mother in the Lord appeared before her and gave her 3 big Ghana must go.
Change Ghana must come. Why must Ghana go?
Gave her a key and changed her dress. As if that was not enough, marched her and her children into a brand new house well furnished. And at the end, handed over a bundle of food to her.
In the name of Jesus. divine intervention and help and mercy.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Binga, I'll help you. She converted from the other religion. Life has not been going well. Living financial quagmire, near success syndrome. As you shouted, I receive. Said she saw angels of this commission pouring oil on her head.
Hey.
And demonic things were flying out of her body. And today, our deliverance has come.
It is over.
Amen.
You won't be a reproach. You heard that prayer. You will be a sign and a wonder.
Amen.
To those who are waiting to see you mocked.
Jesus' precious name.
Spirit husband just checked out of this woman and then you gave her a key at the declaration of I receive.
Lift your hands, sir. Spirit husband. Go. Power of the Holy Ghost. Yes.
So this lady has been under every manner of bondage you can think of. Nothing working, life not working. As that declaration was made, she said she saw a ball of fire come out of her womb, come out of her stomach, and that's how she fell under the anointing and was delivered.
Power!
The Holy Ghost be free.
This is another one of these days of fire.
When the air conditioning system is fully at work, you will be ready for 12 hours on Sunday.
Hey.
That is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The only thing that is stopping me from that one now is heat. That is morning till evening until the devil checks back to hell. How many of you can picture what will happen? That is, here is over flooded sanctuary gallery everywhere, all the way to the garden, chairs everywhere, sound everywhere. I'm looking forward to it shortly. So just pray and act. Let the conditioning system work on time. And then you are ready for Sunday revival service. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Yes.
Sir, another smoke.
Don't be afraid. It may not be every Sunday. Maybe one Sunday in a month. Or one Sunday in a quarter. 12 hours. Right, go ahead.
Sir, this woman, today, once that declaration was made and she said, I received, she saw she was supposed to cross into a place like there was an iron bar that was in front of her, placed in front of her, hindering her movement. Then she saw a smoke and fire came and cut the iron bar asunder. It just broke like, you know, this...
Oh, that man will praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
It just broke.
Yes, sir. It broke. And then she stepped forward and a staff of authority came into her hand. And I think you got a key too. And then a key.
Congratulations.
Oh, that man will praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For his goodness and for his wonderful work. To the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work.
Tell me what's happening.
Encounters of mantles and garments being given to them. This is one out of the encounter. The peculiarity is that this encounter is both for our family and the nation. For her family, she saw the senior pastor appeared in her family house. Self and the rest of the family were tied to a big tree. And God's servant appeared with red eyes.
That's
in
right.
Her what? Fiery eyes.
That's right.
And from the fire came a fire and cut off the rope. And
the fire were, in the eyes.
The fire in the eyes.
Cut the rope.
Cut the rope and they were all set free. In the second encounter, she said...
Just lower the instrument a bit. Let's hear it.
For the nation, she saw... herself in a large hospital and Nigerian politicians were lying on the bed sick.
Well, I put your eyes were on fire. So a voice now told you that yes, you are a doctor, that you should remove those things that there is not of God inside of them, that let this our nation come back to life again.
And the nation will come back to life again. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. In the name of Jesus, our nation will come back to life. Come back to life. Come back to life. We remove everything that is not meant to be in our nation and to be in the leadership, and let our nation come back to life. Yes.
So this is Brother Samuel. He had an encounter this morning that during the time of ministration, he saw the roof open and a flood of light flooded on him. He said he has never spoken in tongue before, but today for the first time he spoke in tongue. And I asked what has been the condition around his life and his family before. He said that the family things had not been working, but after this encounter, he believes that everything in the family will work.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Father Mahu Shato Kalaba. Fresh grace.
This is Brother Pascal. He said before now, his spiritual life has been inconsistent. Today is up, tomorrow is down. And he said each time he prays, he always feels that there has been chain in his hand. But in the course of ministration, electricity visited him. He said that his hands was literally burning. And today he believes that his liberty has come.
That's right. Can you see the electricity again? Electric. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Sir, baby Prosper is she's 10 years old. She said while you were declaring, she saw herself in a pit with all the family members, including the mother. And then you came and said, you cannot remain here. Pull all of them out of the pit and then gave her a golden key. And she believed that is deliverance for the whole family.
Baby, congratulations. If you are seeing revelation at this level, what will you do at the age of 20? The Lord lay his hands on you and cause his purpose in your life to be fulfilled. In Jesus' name.
Sir, this is an amazing testimony. Young man, he came crying profusely. And I was a bit concerned. He has dried up his tears now. Yes. He said, you have prayed for him before concerning some eye conditions. And it got better. And then today, he saw there was an exchange in the realm of the spirit. And they said, you have, daddy has prayed for you before. And then senior pastor said, I'm not changing my mind. You tell us again. It was very drastic.
You told me that you haven't changed your mind. Oh, you devil, I've casted you out before, and I'll still cast you out again. Leave the eye of this boy alone.
Leave the eye of this boy alone.
And as soon as you declared, leave the boy, the eye of this boy alone, he said the eyes, the pain, and what else was wrong with the eyes?
Come over here. Lift up your hands. Hold this for me.
In the name of Jesus. That is, he was prayed for before, and the affliction seemed to persist or return back. And then he saw me in the realm of the spirit saying, you foul devil, I cast you out before and I have not changed my mind. Get out now. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare intervention in the life of this. Go! In every satanic agenda in this body, your tenure expired. In Jesus' name. Somebody with an eye condition also, maybe a left, right eye or so, the name ends with a scent, like an innocent or a Vincent. Names ends with a scent. Right now, that eye is healed. Innocent.
Which? What happened to your eye?
The two eyes, Abina. Incredible.
I'm happy.
Today is my day.
Today is my day.
Why is it your day?
It's a privilege for me, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command those eyes healed. Clear right now. In the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every spirit of empty handedness. And the wild wind that is around your life. That is causing instability. That is causing you to move here and there. Pursue here and pursue here and pursue here. And let nothing be stable in your hands. I arrest that wind. I send it back to hell.
I pray for somebody here today. Lift your hands high. You came to the church trusting the Lord. God, visit me today. Visit me today. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Shut it. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands. Peace. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands. Lord, give me a better gift. The name starts with an M. And today, the meaning is that today is your birthday. Is today your birthday? Today, I'm talking about today being the particular day. No. This is Matthew standing in front of me, and today is his birthday. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Receive it now. Receive it now. Somebody lift your two hands everywhere you are and receive your special visitation. 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 In the name of Jesus. Help that man there. I take authority over that as ancestral spirit. The yoke be broken. Break your grip of this life. Ancestral devil, serpentine spirit. Leave him alone. In the name of Jesus. I declare your freedom, your liberty right now. Father, thank you. Give him a testimony. Give him a testimony. La hosate ferutasi na gagalaratasi. La rutasa pakurata kakasaki la kakara. I want to deliver a man from cultism. I am just near someone here. It's you. Let's come over here. I knew, but I didn't want to just embarrass you. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name that is above every name, I take authority over this cultism devil. Your tenure, go! Out of that body, out of that life, out of that body, your tenure expires in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here today that is a victim of bad life and vices that you don't want to be involved in. I declare the yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus, this leg shall not be cut off. This leg shall not be amputated. It shall not be cut off. I declare from this moment, life flows into that leg. Life! I declare the death in these toes to return back to life. Amputation cancelled. I declare that the blood sugar is normal and every septicemia is arrested. I command the nerves, the arteries, the veins, the capillaries and arterioles and arteries, open up in this leg and let the blood flow go right to the tip of the toe. Father, give us a testimony in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Right now, those please take your seat. 1 minute, we have to round up now. Anyone, and get set to write just that one thing. Anyone here today with that eye, with the eye that wasn't seen well or not seen at all, one eye or two eyes, using the testimony of innocent, one eye or two eyes that is not seen well or not seen at all, remain where you are. You can stand up on your feet where you are. Place the hand, whether it's cataract or glaucoma, retinal detachment or witchcraft blindness, occultic blindness. I take authority over the demons of retinal detachment, over the demons of cataract, over the demons of glaucoma. Your tenure expired in the eyes of these people. Lose your grip right now in the name of Jesus. On your mask, get set. 1, 2, 3, go back to hell. I command the eye healed now. Glaucoma, retinal detachment, witchcraft blindness, occultic blindness, ancestral blindness. You are arrested. You are returned back to hell. Eye open and see. In Jesus' precious name, open your eyes and see me right here. Remain standing. Open your eyes and see me right here. See what I am doing. Camera, are you going to zoom back a bit? See what I am doing. Now, remain standing. If your two eyes couldn't see before, just see me and do as I am doing. If it is one eye, close the good eye and begin to see with the eye that wasn't seen before. And do what I am doing. That eye is healed. Excellent. You are able to do what I am doing. Run to the front quickly and let us see what happened to you. The eye that couldn't see well or not see at all, you are able to see with it to the point where you are doing what I am doing. To my right hand side here. Go ahead in the celebration. Quickly. Here. Right here. Oh, shall you have been watching? Right here. Challenge. Don't toss people up and down. If they do that to you, you will like it. Move here. Alright, please go ahead.
Sir, while praying for Brother Innocent,
yes,
you took authority over the spirit of instability and wild wind that makes life unstable. Further investigation authenticated the truism of that declaration. First, he had been in Malaysia for 10 years. From there, he moved to Singapore for another 1 year. And then back to Nigeria, nothing is working.
Wild wind, moving here. Did you hear that when it was mentioned? Everybody who is a victim of instability, the spirit of the wild wind, after your life, I arrest that spirit right now. I declare stability on your life in the name of Jesus.
Sir, just at the hour.
From the back. Yes. Camera from the back. Yes.
Just at the hour. Where you were standing. Say you want to deliver somebody from cultism. This man.
I laid hands on him.
You laid hands
on him. And before I mentioned the cultism.
Yes, sir. This man has been running from his community for 8 years now. They've been after him. Him and his friends, they were in cult. They went and beheaded somebody. And when they did that, they began to kill others. He ran away. Just floating. But today, he entered here and the Lord located him.
You saw me before you came here, you saw me in
my hand. And I heard the word that the light that you put in my hand, that no prophet, no evil man can take it away from me.
Wow. You know what happened?
The light cannot be able to cover the man.
You know what? Let me tell you what happened. The moment I laid hands on him, bam, cultism. So, I took the hand from him and I said, the Lord is causing me to deliver somebody from cultism now. I didn't want to embarrass him by saying, you are in cultism.
Now, this is church. That is why he's been... You don't even expect him to say the things he just said. Except that God is setting him free. On the run for 8 years. Because of atrocities they committed. And the community is looking for them. But upon Mount Zion, that is like a Moses who killed a man. And they were looking for him for 40 years. I announce to somebody here today, any vengeance that is after you, anything that is looking for you, today I declare the pursuit is over. The chase is over. Lift up your hands and receive that light. Say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
I am sorry.
I'm sorry.
For what we did.
For what we did.
In time past.
In time past.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To live for you.
To be for you.
To do your will.
To do your will.
As I walked for the devil.
As I walk.
For the devil before.
For the devil before.
I will now walk for you.
I will now walk for you.
Like Paul the apostle.
I will call the apostle.
Like Moses.
Like Moses.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jeez! Fire. You can show the electricity, that's no problem. Go out of his life. Your tenure expired of his life. In the name of Jesus, you are set free. Everyone with the group, with the hold of the enemy, I declare you free. How many people are here healed of the eyes? Hey, you have to count them. Are they 20? Or 10? You should be counting up to 100 or more. Ola, ola.
She said 10 years ago, after the death of the husband, she entered into her shop where she sells, and she saw a blood drop.
She saw blood dropped.
Yes. After seeing, sighting that blood, the right eye went blind.
Right eye became blind 10 years ago.
Yes.
After the death of the husband,
yes,
she went to her shop, yes, saw drop of blood on the ground.
On the
it
ground.
Just dropped in front
yes
of her.
Yes.
And then the right eye became blind since then.
Yes.
That was occultic.
And now, after this declaration,
eye open.
She started to see.
Mama, close his eye. You are seeing me now. Follow me. People, you are on the crusade ground. Lift up your hands. Anywhere that arrow came from, whether it was responsible for the killing of your husband and responsible for blindness, both death and blindness returns back to the ascenders. In the name of Jesus.
The count is 154.
Sir. 154 eyes healed.
Yes, sir, but this is retinal.
154 eyes healed on the spot. Will you sit down and look like that? Will you stand up and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise? Oh my God.
Retinal detachment, yes, sir.
Retinal detachment.
Or the right eye.
Blindness.
As I said, already complete blindness.
Total blindness.
Can't form any image there, and it's already...
And it is affecting the left eye.
So he was sent to Lagos for his surgery.
Sympathetic ophthalmia.
Yes, so he said, while you said whomever could see from the screen or the altar what you were doing, he attempted closing the good eye or... the
yes
other eye that is even beginning to degenerate.
Yes.
And realized that he could see from the distance where he was.
Wow.
And began to cry and run right from the back.
Oh my God.
He had...
The retina is detached. So light is not easy. Where the light is meant to land is no more functioning and disconnected from the whole of the system of the optic nerve. And so the eye is not seeing. And because this eye is not seeing, eyes have a way of sympathizing with each other. If one eye is not seeing, the second eye also begins to go dim. And it began to affect this other eye already. The man is in tears. It began to affect the other eye already. You can imagine the danger of two eyes becoming blind. But today, upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance, there is holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession.
Cataract on the left eye was totally blinded too.
For how long?
For 2 years. But he said, at that decree, he also closed the right and realized he could see light.
Incredible. What? Incredible.
Mama was blinded for six years.
Just a moment. Hold on. Can you close this? Well, this one was also going blind, but just close that one because it was better than this one. And see me.
God, you have remembered me. God, you have remembered me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Every system in your body that is damaged, I stand here by the anointing and the mantle of God upon my life. I declare that damage is arrested right now. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Mama was
blinded. She was blinded because of stroke for 6 years. Why you declared just now that eye opened, the left eye?
6 years blindness of stroke. Mama, close the good eye. Follow me, Mama. Is somebody seated and looking like that? Give the Lord a praise.
She was also blind for 8 years.
8 years?
Yes, sir. But the eye is open right now.
Which one?
The left one.
Close this one. 8 years. You see me? Come after me. Incredible. What a God. What a faithful God. On a Sunday morning. Not on the crusade ground, on a Sunday morning, inside a church service. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
This sister had partial paralysis on the right hand side that affected the eye. For 4 years now, she was blinded completely on that right eye.
Incredible.
But the eye is open right now.
Incredible. Come forward here, man. Can you close this eye? You see me? Come. We'll have to stop here. Continue next Sunday. How many of your eyes could not see at all? And you're seeing now. Couldn't see at all. Yes, come. Tell me. Which eye? For how long? For 5 years from your secondary school, you couldn't see at all.
Yes, sir.
Can you close this one now? And you see me? Come. Completely blinded since secondary school. For 5 years. For 5 years. Somebody give the Lord a prayer. Somebody else, please. For how long? For 15 years. From primary six. Which eye? Couldn't see. And it has affected the second eye too. But now you see. Close this. Oh, you are talking of both eyes. Two eyes. Do what I do. For how long?
5 months.
You couldn't see. Where's the mommy?
What happened to the eye before she couldn't see? She just woke up and the eye couldn't see.
And she told me yesterday that he saw you when you were praying for her. I told her that she will be healed with the eye. She will see with the eye.
Baby, you saw me.
She said she sees clearly with the eye.
She's coming. Follow me.
She saw me in the dream, telling her she will be healed.
And what I told you in the dream has happened now. What's your name? Wow, sharp. Gloria Chineye. What's the surname? Uyawa.
My name is Uyawa Gloria Chineye.
Uyawa. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. 154 eye healings from total blindness to different rates of visual impairment. All healed. Let's celebrate Jesus as they return back to their seat.
35
other people here from encounters we cannot take now. We'll take them later. That's your way back to your seat. Paper. Take your seat. Write one thing. Like that woman wrote last week. By next Sunday, we should be able to have papers officially available.
We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to.
That demon of cancer dies. That lower back condition is dead. And at the end, I'll be praying for the supernatural death cancellation. Our annual youth camp meeting is titled Ignite Conference. That is, catch them on fire. Any youth in the house with a shout of victory. 2023 is a burning and a shining light. A burning and a shining light. Holding at the Glory Dome, 31st of July. That's tomorrow, 9 a.m., 5 p.m., 9 a.m., 5 p.m. All the way till the 4th of August. I'm sure that is Friday night. All the youths everywhere you are watching now, just know that this is happening. And you are welcome in Jesus' name. People, the devil does not care what is happening for as long as nobody is aware. The kind of things you saw this morning, if nobody is aware, the devil is happy. On social media, internet, you see a lot of garbage and rubbish that gain traction. and publicity. But things like this, the devil tries to minimize them. I want the whole of this commission worldwide to become very, very aggressive in pushing out the actions of God in the house. The clip of that miracle in Bauchi where the termite went back to wherever they came from. Clips of this kind of healings here that we saw today and the others. On your WhatsApp status, on your Instagram page, on your Facebook page, we are going to be uploading them. On a daily basis, you go to our touch points. Right on the screen there, Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche, Dr. Becky Enenche, and Dunamis Worldwide and all of that. And just pick one, place it on your WhatsApp status. Come and see Jehovah at work, it's enough. Come and see the Almighty at work, it's enough. I like you to know that it is part of your evangelistic effort. It is part of your evangelistic drive. It is part of your contribution to kingdom expansion. Coming Sunday, we shall have the third episode. But Sunday, and I want the churches across the nation to know, we're going to have FCT churches join us on Sunday. So, we had such a crisis last time where people were sitting outside on the bare floor everywhere. And so we're having the first service for 6:30 a.m. will be strictly for people of the Glory Dome if you can comply. But don't be limited. Feel free to flow into any of them. And then the 9 a.m. service will be a service for everybody. And then in the first service, we'll trust God for healings and miracles and deliverances like this. But in the second service, it will be extended because we are not rushing for a third service. Am I communicating? And so we have, as drastic as this is, coming Sunday, please bear that in mind. 6:30 a.m., first service combined, and 9 a.m., that's for the Glory Dome here. And 9 a.m., some of you are very happy for the 6:30 a.m. service. And then 9 a.m., from all across the FCT to join us. Those of you who sit at home to watch Sunday service, the Lord have mercy on you. I'm talking directly to you. He said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appeared before their television. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. In Zion. Zion is a prophetic symbolism of the church. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of yourself together, as the manner of those watching at home now is. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, especially as you see the day approaching. There is a reason why we must be in church. I preached some time ago about the benefits of the house. Whatever it takes, be here. And for those who are working with the time, battling with time, very, very shortly, the two services will even multiply onto three services. Because we believe that these services are evangelistic. Invite your friends, your loved ones, that crusade is every Sunday. At least, it's next Sunday. After next Sunday, I'll announce another Sunday. And then we have it in three multiple services. Empty the unbelievers from the world to the church. Get the cultists saved. Get the armed robber saved. So you can sleep at night in peace. Get the terrorists saved so that he doesn't have any agenda for terrorism anymore. So please, let's do the physical evangelism and the media evangelism. Let it fly everywhere that God is at work here. And I believe you help us the Tuesday healing service, explosive time, the Wednesday midweek,
will be the preservation service for the month of August. And of course, tomorrow, the preservation service for the month of August, with your bottles of oil, we'll be glad to see you. And then, like we said last Sunday, we are embarking on a drive to make it easier for people around Wuse Utako, Wuye, Metama, Asokoro, and all those, well, distant places. I think more of Wuse, Metama, Asokoro, Guzape areas to partake in midweek services and weekdays. All those who are able to come are encouraged to come. But for those who, for reason of work or the other, we are looking for midweek centers in those places, viewing centers, where they can connect with midweek service, but be here physically on Sunday. If you have any help in that regard, you let us know. The tracts and stickers are available for massive evangelism. The Early Will ICQ is on. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Next Sunday, I've announced it's a blessed Sunday, but also the third episode of our healing and deliverance crusade. And we trust God for his grace and his mercy. Somebody say aloud, amen. Before I go to the next level, I'm going to pray on the papers you have written. Before we even pray on that, you have seen the miracles and the signs and the wonders here today. And you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want to surrender to Jesus forward ever, backward never. Anywhere you are, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. And pray it and mean it. Say it loud. Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.